Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Bianca.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Amy. We're three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we were all living La Vida lockdown. But now we're free again. But last week we were locked up, but this week we're free again. So yay!
Yay!
Get locked down. Then get out again. So we take aim at one topic each week with a bottle or three of wine and try to make some sense of it. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
Well, I was drinking. I've moved on, but I did give it a fair crack, tell ya. So I was drinking the Grant Burge League of Three Fiano. And I like a Fiano. I did not like this one. It has a strong aftertaste of plastic.
Oh,
yeah. I just liked it. It was League of Three. I was like, ooh, that's us. Ooh. That is how I pick my wine, people.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking the same as I drank last week because I did have a little bit left over, which was the Brown Brothers Moscato and Sav.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So nothing interesting on my end.
I am drinking Palazzo Sav Blanc, which I have had before. I usually am more of a fan of their Pinot Gris or their Rosé. But I'm giving a Sauv Blanc a try because I'm trying to get back into Sauv Blancs because eventually it's going to get colder. So just ease my way back into Sauv Blancs, then into Rosé, and then into Reds. And, yeah, it's winter again. Yay! That's how I drink. Drink for the seasons, people. Yeah. All right, Bianca, what is our topic for tonight?
So, our topic tonight is, and I'm excited, a fan pick from, and I'm going to be very, very bold here, our biggest Canadian fan.
Big call, big call.
So, yes, our lovely Canadian friend, Jen. We're calling her a friend now. Well, I am, because she's been in contact with us on our Facebook, and I love that so much. Makes my day. So Jen wanted us to discuss what we do like in the nature. I guess we've banged on for too many episodes about don't go in the nature. Who knew?
Everyone that's listened.
Probably everyone who's listened.
Yeah. And if they haven't, they're not really listening. Like, get out.
Get out.
So look, I started off trying to think about this topic and think about things that I do like in the nature. And there are some beautiful things in the world. So I was like, I literally Googled the most beautiful things in nature. Yeah. So all these things popped up and I went down a travel rabbit hole because I was like, oh, I'd like to go here. I'd like to go here. How much are flights? When can I fly again? Yeah, I was fuzzy tail deep.
How come flights are $745 million? Oh, that's right, COVID. Damn it.
Yeah. So then I had to pull myself out. So I reminded myself, like, this is not the topic. And, you know, dig yourself out, girl. Dust yourself off. So I did. And
down the shovel, Bianca.
Yeah. Put it down. Walk away. Yeah. So I actually, I'm going to go with something that's very personal to me. That's sort of the angle I decided to go on in the end. So I'm going to talk about the beach. It's, I've lived in seaside towns like pretty much all my life. I do not go enough considering it. I have two beaches 5 minutes from my house, like two different beaches.
Yeah, you do.
I've got a surf beach and I've got the bay. And I'm just like, why am I not doing this more often? Oh, my God. I'm such a terrible person.
I don't know why either. I reckon I've been to the beach more than you have since you've lived at your house. And that's bad because I don't really like the beach. So,
Yeah, props. But, look, one of the best things about where I live, so I'm halfway between the two bays, as I just said. And at night when there's no sound pollution and when the wind blows a certain direction from both sides, there is this low rumble sound, and it's just it's actually caused by the waves crashing in both bays, so the water moving, and it is just magical because it's just this low rumble, and I love it. I actually really like it, like lay in my hammock and listen to it. I look at the stars and I ponder life, and it's just beautiful. And that is nature. Like, humans can't create that sound. Like, that's something that just came from nature, and I am just enjoying nature. So look, I have always loved the beach, and like as a preteen to teen, when I was given free rein to ride my bike without parental supervision, I used to ride down to like Balnarring Beach and to Merricks Beach and stuff like that. Now, Balnarring Beach has like one first main bay, and then you've got like a second bay. But if you go down to the third one, which is technically Merricks, there's this back pathway that I used to go down, and it's like pretty much just a pathway for the people that live there. So, because you actually got to walk behind their houses. Like, some of them don't have back fences. Like, you're literally walking in their yard to get to this track.
Welcome to the niche, people.
Yeah. So you get to this one spot, and there's been this like park benchy chair built, which is not. It's not being built by council or anything. Like, it's definitely by locals. And then you've got all these stairs down the cliff face. And so I just used to get off my bike, leave it, and go down the stairs, because no one's going to fucking – you don't need a lock. Like, that is just the area. Like, that is – yeah. It's just so perfect growing up there. You don't need a lock. You don't need anything. You just leave your bike, come back to it 3 hours later. Oh, it's still there.
You don't need a phone to check in with mum or dad or anything like that, because, you know, some scary people might have taken you in a van.
No, that happened.
That did happen when we were, you know, that age, but not that common down where we were.
No. So, yeah, when you go down, the stairs, down the cliff face, there's this old like cave, and it's all these stories about it was Aboriginal built, and then some people are like, no, some teenagers built it, but it's literally been there since like the 80s, like that I know of, because I've only know of the beach since the 80s. I actually don't know any history of it before that. So for me, it's always been there, and I just think it's so cool, like this cliff, and there's this cave. And you can climb up the cliff and get into the cave.
Oh, wow.
Which is sketchy as shit, because there is nothing holding it open. Like, it doesn't have structure. Anything can collapse at any minute. Yeah.
So the perfect place to hang out as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And or teenager.
Yeah. Because, I mean, sketchy shit, I'm fucking down. What sketchy shit did I not get up to? So I actually have a really it's funny, it's mortifyingly embarrassing, and I'm just gonna lay it out for our listeners. So I would have been about 26, and I dropped my daughter off at school. She was over 8 at the time. So I dropped her off at school. It was a hot day. I kept riding my bike down to the beach. Thought, I'll get some rays before the day gets too hot. So I went down to my secluded beach where no one was there. And I thought, well, after having a dip, I might just sunbake without any tan lines. So I took my bikini top off. And I was lying there on my back with my boobs out, and I was.
And they're not small boobs, people. Not small.
No. Sarah calls me Chesty LaRue for a reason.
Yeah.
So I'm lying there. I've got my t-shirt over my face because the sun was a bit burny, and I hear voices and I'm like, oh. So mild panic, I like sort of surreptitiously like lift the t-shirt and I see a bunch of old people and I'm just lying there like, oh, fuck. Well, do I cover up or do I just say fuck it? So I lied there completely topless while these old people walk past. And then after I knew they were out of eye shot, I sat up and I was like covering myself up and I'm like, oh my God. And then I was looking at the sand around me and I was like, wait, there's dog prints. Those boot prints weren't there before.
Oh God.
There was some guy just snuck up and ogled me with his dog and I didn't even notice. I must have really fallen asleep.
You must have fallen asleep. Oh,
so
God.
Deep asleep.
And you know what? There's probably some poor bastard on the Ninch who's got this story of this time that he took the dog down for a walk and there was this chick laying there clearly asleep, topless, and he's like, yeah, whatever. And then all of a sudden the dog's gone running over there and he's like, fuck, gotta get the dog off before he like jumps her or something. Oh my God, why is my dog a perv? And then he like really silently just tried to pull his dog.
Yeah,
off.
That could have been what happened, honestly.
Nah. Jesus, Ralph, we've talked about this. Don't harass the topless bathers. What's wrong with you, dog?
He's got pictures of your boobs on his phone.
Well, he could have. I mean,
everybody else does.
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah, so I just love the beach. Like, there's just so many things about it. Like, my story's great. It really is.
So many things to love. Topless bathing, old people, perverted
dog. A rando dog and its owner. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? I actually got so sunburnt that I had blisters on my tartars and my stomach. Yeah. Blister nipples are not fun.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's second to breastfeeding. That's as far as I'm going into that.
Oh, God.
Sounds like some kind of weird cocktail. I'll get the blister nipples, thanks.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds like a challenge to our listeners. What is a blister nipple cocktail? I want to know.
I want to laugh and vomit all at the same time.
Yeah.
Give us could be a cocktail, could be a shot.
Yeah, I mean, something Amy and I made the sham wow. On the beach or something.
Just dust it with a bit of salt around the rim, you know, like a margarita. Yeah, it's got that sandy vibe.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I can't think of what else I was going to say. It's all gone.
Oh, speaking of sketchy shit, here's my brain.
Yeah, I was going to talk about, like, yeah, when I used to go camping with my dad and we would go to Bear Gully. And Bear Gully's near Wilson's Prom. And so we didn't bush camp. We beach camped. So it was, like, in the bush part right by the beach. And so we went out, like, country sort of thing. But, yeah, it was just amazing because you're lying there in your tent and you're just listening to the waves and stuff. And then you go to the beach during the day and there'd be all these hot surfer guys. And, like, as a 16-year-old girl, I was just like, yes, yes. I love all of these boys. And I made friends with them. And then embarrassingly, oh my fucking God, I was hanging out with them. And then because they were all like 19, my dad comes over to their campsite and sends me to bed. And then he fucking hangs out with them. And after all these years, he like when he sees one of them, he still busts down in Balnarring. And yeah, he still chats to him. Yeah.
Oh, God, that is classic your dad.
Oh, I know. He's just like, yeah, you're too young. Go to bed. I'm like, oh, my God, you just embarrassed the shit out of me, these fucking hot guys. And, oh, my God, I can't even. I have to see them at school. Like, some of them I have to see at school.
At school? Hang on. We had hot guys at school.
You know, there was, yeah.
The short answer is yes, yeah. But none that you were aware of. You know why? Most of them were your sister's mates.
Yeah, that could have been it.
Yeah.
That is exactly it.
So, yeah, look, I love the beach. I love camping. I love camping at the beach. I love, oh, my God, dolphins. Yeah. Dolphins are fucking amazing. Like, I have not paid to swim with the dolphins ever. I've just wandered into the water. I've gone in fully fucking clothed. My dad's been fishing and it's been winter. No, and, like, they've come through and I'm like, yeah, I'm just getting in. I don't care. And I just swim out in the water. And then, yeah, they come up to me. I never touch them because they're wild, you know, like they're not tame. But it's cool that they'll come up and swim around. That's what I love. That's what I love about the nature. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So who's up next?
Me.
Ah.
Ah, yes, faithful listeners, the one who hates the nature. What is she going to say? What crap is going to come out her face? Well, strap in. Here we go. I do profess quite often, regularly, in fact, probably every second I breathe, that I hate the nature. But this is not exactly 100% true. For those who don't listen closely to this podcast, I actually am a vegetarian. I have been one since I was 10. This started out as something that all my friends were doing at the time. Sarah was, in fact, one of these friends who went vegetarian for a short period of time. Anyway, so that turned very quickly into a bet with my mother, who said that I wouldn't last, 20 seconds. So that was when I was 10, 37 in June. So I think I won, Mum. I mean, my mum doesn't listen to this, but I won, Mother. Yes, I won. So, I mean, like, it started out as something my friends were doing, then it turned into a bet with my mum, and then it became a lifestyle choice for me. And it's not necessarily about anything that you particularly think about vegetarians. For me, it's a lot about eating better for myself and for the planet without getting too preachy about it. I'm really not unhappy with my choice. I don't miss eating, like, I mean, I was 10 when I was vegetarian. I don't miss bacon. I don't miss all the things that everybody says they miss. Because I went vegetarian so young, I don't really have much of a memory of it as a thing. So
yeah, fair.
There's some stuff I miss, but nothing that I like my life choice better than I like the memory of what things tasted like. So I'm happy with my life choice. And you know what? It's, for me, it really is about, you know, lots of different things, and I really like the fact that I am not eating something of the face. I can't, and like I explained this to someone once, that I don't think I could go into the nature and kill something to eat it. Like, I know Bianca and I've talked about this extensively, and she definitely could.
Absolutely.
I can't. I'd be that weird person on Survivor who, you know, steals the chicken and then hides it in the forest to save it from people eating it. Even though I don't like
to do the same,
this is why we'd vote you off the island.
Yeah, I know, because I stole the damn chicken.
I'd let Bianca kill the chicken for me and do all the gross stuff, and then I'd eat the chicken. I couldn't kill the chicken.
See, I'm so weird that, like, once it's dead, if I had to cut it up, I have no problem with that. I have zero problems with those sorts of things. It's just I don't want to kill it. It's one of those things. I don't think I could kill an animal. So I like the fact that I don't eat them because I don't feel guilty about it. And, it, you know, for me, it's good for the planet and everything else. I don't want to get preachy about it, but that's one of the things I do love about the nature is animals. I don't like them all up in my things. I don't like them in my house. Oh, well, except for the ones that I've domesticated. That includes Sarah. Yep.
Thank you.
Not well, mate. Like,
no, not well, not well. And Bianca is still the possum that lives in my roof, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, I found out it's bush rats living in mine.
Oh, good.
I was like, how the hell is a possum, like, getting up there? Like, the possum doesn't have the dexterity. Oh, no, it's that fucking big bush rat that I saw.
Yuck. See, this is the thing. Like, I don't like a lot of animals. Like, I have an affinity with them, and I really, like, I have a kindness for them, and I don't want to see them eaten or killed or anything like that, but I don't really want them near me. I'm not going to go out and, like, start a farm and, like, rescue giant pigs and stuff like that, because if I'm really being honest, and I have to be honest because this is Jen's segment and I want to be honest about it, I love animals. I do. I just don't really like them near me. But I love them so much that I don't eat them. So that's one thing. That's one. Okay. I've got like two more. Okay. So, yeah, animals is the first thing that I love about the nature. Okay. So the second thing that I do love about the nature is that it is one of those mistresses who is cruel and unforgiving. Basically, if we destroy the nature, we're fucked.
Yeah.
So you either, yeah. So you like it, you preserve it, or you die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like people should treat me more like that.
No, like never gonna happen. Die.
Never gonna happen.
Yeah.
We will treat you like shit until the day you die.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
And you will still drive our drunk asses around. So.
Oh God, yeah. And like it. Yeah. And go through Macca's at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Correct. And find the 1 24-hour bottle open in Melbourne to drive you bastards around there so that we can get drunk at my house. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. But I do a lot of things to make sure that I'm doing my bit to preserve the planet. So I do things like I've really started to cut back on plastic. Like wherever possible, I don't use disposable plastic. I recycle my soft plastics that I end up using because our nature is just overrun with plastic and I want to try and do my bit. If I really hated the nature and I really just didn't care about it, I wouldn't do these things. Recycling the soft plastics is a bit of, like, it was hard to get used to, but I'm used to it now and it's great. I feel really good about doing it and I barely have any rubbish that I chuck out now. So, yeah, I feel really good about doing that sort of stuff. So, yeah, one of the other thing that I like about the nature is that it's a formidable asshole and if you fuck with it, you'll die. I like that. I like that concept a lot. Yeah, it feels to me. The last thing that I wanted to have a quick chat about was the fact that I also like going on very long walks out in the nature or forest or beach. I love it. I actually really, really love it. So I went through probably the roughest patch of my life and I think I was probably, I don't know how old I was. My daughter was about 3 at the time and it was probably the roughest patch I'd ever been through in my life. So I started to take really long walks and I live up close to mountains and things like that. So I started going up to the Alfred Nicholas Gardens, which is about 15 minutes from my house, and you can't get phone reception pretty much all the way through the gardens. And I used to go on this massive walk and my daughter was 3 at the time, so I would have to either piggyback her or push her in the stroller up and down the hills. So, yeah, it was so fun for someone who's quite unfit like I am. But it was a space where I could clear my head and just pull my shit together. And I've had similar experiences where just being outside really helped me. Like it helped my mind get back to where it needed to be. And if I just go for a walk, like even into the park across the road from my house, it's a massive reserve and it's as close to nature as you're going to get within walking distance of my house. Well, however, in saying that, this is for short periods of time only. I get my shit together and I get out. That's all I do. I have a bell curve of tolerance. I can't be immersed in nature without it becoming like a negative in my head. So I don't like camping. I hate it or always hated it. I used to go camping a lot with my dad and I've always hated it. I won't go into the ins and outs of why I hate camping, but I just have this bell curve of tolerance for being outside. when it hits the pinnacle, it's time to go home. And, yeah, camping's not one of my things that I love to do. Yeah. So, after a little while, I start to want my creature comforts back. And, yeah, I need to go home. But for that short period of time where I'm outside and I'm pulling my shit together, it is the best thing that you could possibly do for yourself. If you're ever feeling down or feeling upset or anything like that, all I can say is go for a walk. Get your endorphins pumping. Start, breathe in the fresh air outside. Get yourself out of your zone. It just makes you feel so much better about life.
But it's so hard putting on shoes and pants.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Especially when you've pulled a muscle in your back and you can't walk properly.
Yeah.
And not all your neighbours would appreciate it if you walk the neighbourhood pantsless. I mean, some might, but probably don't do that. So put shoes and pants on. That's great.
I don't think my neighbours would really care.
Oh, yeah. Yours wouldn't.
Nah, they'd just.
Yeah, they'd be like, what is it? Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
It's pantsless Tuesday. Anyway, so summing up my section, look, I know I'm the first person to profess that I hate the nature, but in fact, when I think about it, I really do. I really do like it. I just don't like it for long stretches of time, and I can find the beauty in it, and I understand why we need to preserve it. In fact, I take steps personally to do that in my day-to-day life. And, well, let's be honest, I know full well I am fucked during the apocalypse. Now, think about this, okay, guys? Right. So although you don't need to feed me your meat supply, ladies, you could use me for things. So you like I still have some sort of value during the apocalypse.
Like pimping you out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you can use me as a scarecrow because, well, I'm scared of birds, so I don't know how that will work actually now I think about it. But you could use me as a wandering distraction. I mean, you know, when you want to raid other bunkers, like I could just be wandering into their minefield or something.
I think we need you to like build things.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's handy.
Only if we want something that's built wonky.
Yeah, it'll have shims, that's fine.
It's still up, though, isn't it? It's still there. Anyway.
We'll just name the village Shim Shimini.
No, it's Shim Shimini.
Shim Shimini.
Yeah, I do have some uses during the apocalypse, but when it comes to dealing with the nature, unless you're going to send me out into a minefield to distract, you know, people, I'm useless to you. Sorry about it. Yeah. Or, look, I mean, you could eat me if you really want to. You could eat me after Sarah probably stabs me. Well, you might. I mean, if you're desperate. I mean, Sarah's going to stab me anyway, so I'm going to annoy her.
I'll just find some shrooms. It's fine.
We'll feed her to the pigs. It's fine. And then we'll eat the pigs.
Sarah's going to stab me for annoying the shit out of her anyway, so you might as well make use of me. Anyway, okay. That rounds out my segment. Love the nature, but also hate it. Yep. Thanks, Jen. I actually loved thinking about the fact that I do actually like the nature. Thanks, Jen. Sarah, what do you got?
So, Sarah, as you notice on our topic run sheet, I have written nothing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, not because I hate the nature, and there's nothing that I don't like. Out of all of us, I probably like the nature the most. I love being in the nature. I love it. Me and Bianca, we can handle nature, and we can't.
Yeah.
So I wrote a few points on a piece of paper while I was at work today. I worked in a camping store for five?
Too long. Three.
There was two camping stores I worked at. So
yeah, remember?
I kind of went in between. But every day something new would come in and I'd be like, I could use that. What if there was a zombie apocalypse? I'd probably buy that for that. So, yeah, I may have bought one or two things just for the sake of being in the nature.
Sarah is actually the living embodiment of that meme about camping where it says, well, why not spend thousands of dollars to go outside and live like a homeless person? That's what Sarah has done.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I have done. Yet I don't get out in the nature as much as I would like.
Yeah. We really should go camping.
We really should go camping.
Without the kids.
Without the kids. And without
Leave them with me. I got that.
Yeah. Amy doesn't do that.
Although my kid will be bitterly disappointed if I leave her behind.
You can bring your kid. My kid doesn't want to go camping.
She freaking loves camping.
My kid hates camping. I took her once and she complained at me the entire time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of the things I like about the nature is the camping. Mm. When I go camping, it's just me and my daughter. I have a 9-person tent, 3 rooms. It is just me and my daughter. We have separate ends of the tent. It is bliss. I have a self-inflatable thick, about 5-inch mattress to sleep on.
Wow.
Very comfy. Yeah. I think it's about 5-inch, maybe 3-inch. I might be over-exaggerating people. Could just be 3 inches.
It's big. That's all. That's what we need. Yeah.
I have my oversized swag bag. Well, swag bag, sleeping bag. It's not a swag. It's just a swag bag. It's big enough to fit in a swag. and it's all flannel. It's very warm. I have cooking equipment. I have deluxe camping chairs that have lumbar support. Best chair I have ever bought. EPE, people. The monster chair from EPE. Oh, buy it. You will not regret that.
I've seen this chair. Do your feet touch the ground, Sarah? Or are they swinging in the wind?
Barely touching the ground, people. Barely touching the ground.
I'd definitely be swinging.
But I'm sure. So it is really comfy. It is comfy chair. But I also enjoy bushwalking. So I do enjoy. I'm extremely unfit, just so we all know. Very unfit. But I do enjoy going for walks. Like Amy, like Bianca.
I have lived in areas where there are thousands upon thousands of bushwalks for many, many years, and not once have you asked for us to go bushwalking as an activity for us to do, ever.
Yeah, funny thing is, though, I have been on many walks up at Grant's Picnic Ground, like, you know, 20 minutes from your house, not even. I've been walking there so many times, and I'm like, I should come here with Amy, and then I never do.
Then you never do.
No, never do. I don't know why. We do go to the snow.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I like the snow.
Did not mention that. The three of us are actually, we like our annual snow trip. So when I say our annual snow trip, no, we're not all getting all dressed up and dolled up. Although Sarah did contour her face last time we went. But we don't get all dressed up and dolled up and go and spend, we don't go and spend a week in a chalet. No, we leave from my house early in the morning, hungover as fuck from the night before, and then we drive about an hour and a half from my house to where there is a mountain that there's no skiing or anything there. It's just literally toboggans, and us and the kids go tobogganing for about 4 hours until we're about ready to die, and then we have some lunch, and we hit the slopes again, and we go home. That's our snow days.
That's our snow days. Yeah, so snow, oh, love that. And that's actually a workout. Going to the snow.
Oh, God,
up and down, up and down. Fuck, you need to be fit, people.
Chase the bloody kids. Catch the toboggan that they let fall down.
Oh, yeah. I actually used to work up at the snowfields in Mount Hotham, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to like to go out into the snow and just lay in the snow face down because the hotels were so hot when you're cleaning rooms. Oh, you needed that cool down. In a t-shirt and your shorts, just face down in the snow, go, thank God. So a little bit more about what I like in the nature. Yes, also going to the beach. I love going to the beach during a thunderstorm. When we were living in Warrnambool, listen, I know it's not safe to do so, but.
Yes, I told you several times. Yeah. I told you 1,000 times while we were living there.
Yeah, Sarah, stop going to the beach during thunderstorms. Never did I listen. I used to sit on the beach during the storms and watch the lightning, listen to the thunder. It's just so relaxing. Oh, and then I'd come home sopping wet.
Yeah.
Sopping wet. And I used to walk. I was a lot fitter back then. Used to walk.
Were we, though? Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 So much fitter. So, yeah, stargazing, that's another thing I love about nature.
Mm-hmm.
Just going out, relaxing, just watching the stars. I've got a telescope. I have binoculars. Yes, you can see things through binoculars. Not as clearly as a telescope, of course, but eh. And just watching the stars. Oh, it's so nice. Actually, one thing I did love, and we went on, I can't remember who was with us. Myself, my daughter, my mother, I think one of my sisters. We went up to Queensland and we decided to go to the glowworm caves. Oh, my God. Ooh. That was amazing.
That was on my list of things to do.
But, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. We went in. They do your little tutorial like this is glowworms. This is what they actually look like up close, blah, 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 blah. This is why they can't have light. And then they take you in and then, it's just so many of them. And you're just like, oh, my God, it is amazing. It's just like little specks on the wall and you want to touch them, but then you go, ew, worm, gross, no.
You lost me at worm. Anything that glows to me is radioactive, so I'm out.
Yeah, they're not radioactive at all. It's nature.
I'm pretty convinced if one bites me, I will end up with superpowers. Actually, now we're going. All right, let's do it.
There
we're
you
going.
Go. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, now we're going.
Earthworm Amy, you'll get your own cartoon. It'll be fine.
So reasons why people should go in the nature, according to myself. One, fresh air. Everyone needs that. Get out of the city, people. The air is not fresh. Just because there is one tree at the side of the road does not mean you're getting fresh air.
There's actually fuckloads of trees in the city. Yeah. I only noticed this, like, not
but
that long
still
ago.
It's not fresh air. It's just...
Oh, and for the population density, it's not anywhere near enough, I know, yeah. But it actually just made me think, actually, when I was walking through the city not that long ago, well, actually, it would have been about a year ago, I went, fuck, there's
not
a lot
that long
trees.
Ago, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago. Fuck, there's actually a lot of trees in the city. I don't think anyone notices, but it's actually fuckloads.
Yeah. Yeah. Melbourne is like, they've really stepped up the game over the last 10 years, I reckon, 15 years. And they've planted tons of trees.
Still not enough.
Yeah. No, clearly not enough, obviously. But yeah, still fuckloads though.
I find when I'm out in the nature, time slows down because you're not constantly doing something or you have shit happening around you. Everything is still. It slows down, then it slows your mind down, relaxes your body. Fresh air is clear in your head. The smell of the wood, the plants, it kind of, it's like an endorphin release, really.
Yeah. It is.
Except ants. Except ants.
And spiders.
Except ants. Ants.
Oh,
no.
Spiders are fine.
Spiders are scary.
It makes you appreciate things. It really makes you appreciate life.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at things from a new perspective. It inspires you. Like, so many people get inspired when they go out into the nature. I get inspired when I go and see pictures of the nature and I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do that. And then I realize how unfit I am. And no, Sarah, you can't go whitewater rafting at this level of fitness. But you're so inspired
Same.
Right now.
Every time I get in my kayak, I'm like, yes, whitewater rafting, this is next. Nope.
But no, not at this level of fitness. No.
I like the idea of, like, going, like, the kayaking. I like doing that. Like, and I love the idea. Apart from I need, like, some 5-star hotels to be, like, up along the riverbank for me to do this. I'd love the idea of, like, going for a couple of days and just getting in the kayak and then, like, paddling down the river, then stopping. Going to my 5-star hotel because I don't do camping, and then getting back in my kayak the next day and going. But I also know my limits, and I know full well that I'm so clumsy that stone cold sober and walking in a straight line, I'm bound to get a head injury. I should be walking around with a helmet on all the time. Whitewater rafting? Yeah, I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to die. That's what I hear when you say, let's go whitewater rafting. Okay, good. I'm going to die. Awesome. I'm hopeless.
Yeah, you are. No one's disagreeing.
So bad. No one's disagreeing. It's because it's true, people. Yeah.
But yes, there's things I don't like about the nature, like bugs. Don't like the bugs, but most of the nature I love.
Yeah.
Animals. Who doesn't love animals? And Australia has some of the cutest fucking animals you'll ever see in your life. Don't touch them or go near them because they will kill you.
Oh, but except quackers.
Except for quackers.
Yeah.
No, they don't have.
Yeah, but they don't have predators, so they don't know what a predator is.
Yes, but then there's these stupid idiot tourists who go up and do weird things to them to get good photos, and it's not okay. Don't touch them.
It's not okay, people.
Oh, yeah, don't touch them. Get your selfie stick. Take a selfie.
Yeah.
Lay on the ground. If it comes near you, winner. But if it doesn't, leave it alone.
Yeah.
And they're just happy little things. But, yeah, most of our animals will try to kill you if you go near them.
Mm.
So just look at them from a distance. Nice distance. Just look at it and go, oh, look at that. I don't know, small mammal-looking thing with the giant claws that are hidden under all the fluff.
It's adorable. Under all your cute
hair. Such a cute aquatic house cat. All of a sudden it just, like, whips out its extra claw.
Poisonous extra claw. Stabs you in the face. Ninja kicks you in the face with its claw.
Yeah,
that's what
gone
it's
the Chuck days Norris. That I'm swimming in a river now, because now I'm worried I'm going to get ninja kicked by a platypus. If you don't know what we are talking about, you need to go and listen to one of our previous episodes where we discuss some interesting animals. In fact, I'm not even going to tell you which episode. I want you to go and listen to them all. And, yeah, you'll understand a little bit more about why Jen, our fabulous Jen, has picked what we do like about the nature as opposed to what we don't.
I have a nature story from today too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So I was in the lunchroom and I went to go put my phone back in my handbag. And there was this little jumping spider. And I was like, oh, he's so cute. So I scooped him, like I shooed him into my hand, and then I carried him outside. And he was so cute. And he was doing the little thing where they clean their little feeler thingies. And I was like, oh, can't keep you.
No,
I love jumping spiders. They are just freaking adorable. Do you know they wear water bubbles as hats?
Well,
how,
why not?
How cute is that?
Who doesn't?
No. I get the nature in my office at work because I work at a quarry, so I leave my door open when I can, and I get the nature coming in all the time.
You feed it, though. That's
the problem. I feed it because I feel sorry for them. Although, look, the nature is still feeding itself. When I say the nature, I mean the magpies. That's the nature. I was feeding them little bits of chicken, and one of them saw a bug that was near me, which it was creepy ass bug, and it just went straight for it. I'm like, oh, good, you can feed yourselves. This is good news for me. That means I get to feed them less.
Yeah. For Jen and our American friends who don't necessarily know what a magpie is, it's a swooping devil bird from hell.
Yeah.
Otherwise, pick it up on Google.
Yeah, which I have befriended, so just they so won't attack you. Me. Yeah. There's three of them, so I befriended
you're well
them.
Well outnumbered.
So they won't attack me. One of them tried to eat my finger today because I was standing outside trying to get phone signal, and I didn't have any food with me, so it's sitting next to me, and it's pecked at my finger, like, feed me. Fuck off.
Have you seen that episode of The Simpsons where Homer befriends all the crows? That's going to be you, mate.
Yeah. Well, they come into my office now and they'll sit next to me and then just squawk at me for food. I'm just like, mate, just get out of the office. People will come in. You must leave. I'll put photos up. I have taken photos of them in my office. So I'll put them up on the blog.
Oh God. All right. Shall we move on? I have a shout-out this week, actually. Has anybody else got shout-outs?
Just Jen. Yeah.
Just Jen.
Yeah.
We love Jen.
Shout-out to Jen. Jen, we love you.
Love you, Jen. So my shout-out is to a little podcast called Recap and Gown, which I stumbled across this week. And there are four hosts of this great podcast. And basically the premise is they have a chat about one 90s movie or, you know, early 2000s movie every episode. What got me in was they were doing a bit of a recap on a little movie called Dead Man on Campus. And if you have not seen this movie, go and watch it. It is so good. I've watched it so many times. I just love it. But not a lot of people loved it. Yeah, not a lot of people loved it. It was one of those movies that wasn't your favorite, but you didn't hate it in the 90s. So you just, it's just one of those ones.
I remember it.
Oh, my God. Oh. No, when the dude, and he moved on, like he disappeared. I can never remember the actor's name, but he turned up in like CSI. Anyway, he's like.
It was NYPD Blue.
Really?
Yeah, it was NYPD Blue.
The guy, the really dumb guy. You know, I'm still freaking horny.
Oh, no. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. He ended up in CSI.
Was it CSI?
It was one of them. It was some sort of procedural cop drama, and I watched them all, so they're all the same now.
One of the main characters is in NYPD Blue, and he was for quite some years. And the other main character is now one of the parents in 13 Reasons Why. So... yeah, they always recycle these characters. Oh, actually, the main character out of Dead Man on Campus, or one of the main characters, he was the main guy out of Saved by the Bell, I think. The blonde kid. Anyone remember?
Oh, yeah, Mark Paul Gossier, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, we're getting way off topic. this podcast, it's amazing. They do a really good recap of all the pivotal scenes and things like that. In fact, they schooled us on a couple of things that we spoke about in our 90s movies episode today. And it had Sarah going, that's it. I'm going back to watch it. I need to know whether this is right. Did I remember this wrong? So, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I need to do that too.
Yeah. Definitely get onto this podcast. It's called Recapping Gown, and you can find it where you find all your favorite podcasts.
Amazing. I'm so down for that.
All right. So I had so much fun researching this topic, as I did with other topics in the past few weeks. However, we want some more topic suggestions from our listeners. If you've got a topic which you would like to discuss, email us at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter. You can hit us up like Jen did on Facebook. We are on Tumblr and we are on Instagram. We love hearing from you guys. So please get us your topic suggestions and we promise we will definitely cover them as we have in the last 2 weeks. To everyone who has listened to this, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter garbage. And we hope you found it entertaining. And you're not using any of the facts like camping is awesome discuss this recording to make important decisions in your lives because camping is not awesome. However, if you are going to go camping, we thoroughly endorse the purchase and use of a protection chainsaw because you never know what could be in the nature. Peace out, guys. Bye.